Well, have you ever sent an email at work and immediately regretted it?
Or spent 10 minutes staring at your screen thinking, is it too direct, too informal, too long?
Yeah, writing emails in English can be surprisingly stressful, especially when you want to sound professional.
Exactly. One sentence can change the tone completely. For example, send me the report today.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit harsh or technically correct, but not very polite.
So today we'll show how professionals actually write emails in English.
Yeah, you'll hear a short fictional situation first.
Then we'll break down the vocabulary, grammar, and expressions you need for formal emails.
So let's get started, by the way. I'm Johnny, and I'm here with Aline. Aline, thank you very much for joining me on this podcast.
My pleasure.
Hey, Aline, sometimes we're in the market, sometimes we're in the cafe, but this time we're at the office. So
less
let's
exciting.
See. Let's start our fictional dialogue. Aline, please, can you look at this email quickly?
Sure. What's it about?
Well, I need to ask a client to send the updated report.
Okay, let's see.
Well, here's what I wrote. Hi, John, send me the updated report today. Thanks.
Well, it's clear.
Well, that's good, right?
Clear, yes. Polite, not really.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, it sounds like an order.
Oh.
In professional emails, Johnny, we usually soften requests. For example, dear John, could you please send the updated report today?
Well, that already sounds better.
Exactly. Small changes make a big difference.
So what about the closing?
Well, instead of just thanks, try thank you in advance for your help.
Okay, let me rewrite it.
Also, it's good to add context.
Context, like what?
For example, I'm writing to follow up on the updated report for the project.
Okay, yeah, that sounds much more professional.
A good email is clear, polite, and structured.
I think I've been writing emails like text messages.
You're not the only one.
Okay. It's not easy, eh? Just to send even sometimes messages, no, WhatsApps can sound so harsh, eh? Just if you're not polite, yeah.
Let's analyze now the language from the dialogue, because we've used few interesting words, because formal emails in English follow some clear patterns. For example, formal greetings, as we see on the slide, from the dialogue we heard, dear John, this is the most common greeting in professional emails. Other examples include dear Mr. Smith, dear Mrs. Garcia, dear team. For a neutral situation, you can also write, hello, John, but avoid greetings like, hi, guys, or hey, or what's up. Those sounds too informal in most business contexts.
That's right. So let us check some opening sentences, as you can see here on the slide. A professional email usually starts by explaining why you are writing. So you can see here two examples. I'm writing regarding the updated report, as you mentioned before. Or another one, I'm writing to follow up on our previous conversation. Or like here, the other example you can see on the slide, I'm writing to confirm tomorrow's meeting. Another useful expressions, for example, I hope you are doing well. For example, you can say something like, I hope you're doing well. I'm writing regarding the project update. Well, this creates a polite and friendly tone.
Very good. Thank you, Johnny. Now let's talk about making requests politely. In the dialogue, Johnny originally wrote, send me the updated report today. This is grammatically correct, but it is too direct. Professional alternatives include, could you please send the updated report today? Or would it be possible to send the updated report today? Or I would appreciate it if you could send the updated report today. Notice we've used modal verbs like could, would, may. These soften the requests.
Excellent. And then we also have clarifying information. So sometimes you need to ask for confirmation. Examples such as, could you confirm whether the document has been sent? Or please confirm the meeting time. Or please let me know if you need additional information. Well, these phrases are extremely common in business emails.
Very good. What about closing the email? This is very important too. Professional emails usually end with a polite closing. Common examples. Thank you for your time. Thank you in advance. I look forward to your response. I look forward to hearing from you. And finally, the sign of kind regards, best wishes.
Fantastic. So the structure of a good email. Well, a clear professional email usually follows this structure. The greeting first, the reason for writing, the request for information, the closing sentence, and then the signature. So writing a good email isn't about complicated grammar.
Exactly. It's about tone and clarity.
Fantastic. So let's try a quick challenge.
How would you say in English? Te escribo para confirmar la reunión de mañana. Write your answer as if it were the first sentence of a professional email.
Yeah, leave your answer in the comments.
And if you're enjoying this B-Pod, make sure to like the episode and subscribe.
That's true. And of course, if you want to know more and you want to learn professional English for your business, then please visit www.trainen.com. There you'll find fantastic tools just to help you to improve your English. So let's go.
Let's continue. Talking about emails in customer service.
That's right. So because this is where tone is extremely important.
For example, when replying to a customer, you might write, thank you for contacting us.
Or we appreciate your message.
If the customer has a problem, it's important to show empathy. Examples include, we apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Yeah, and then you can explain the solution. For example, well, we are currently investigating the issue, or we will resolve this as soon as possible.
Another useful sentence is, please, let us know if you need further assistance.
All this shows availability and also professionalism.
In international communication, tone matters a lot.
Yeah, remember, direct language that is normal in one culture can sound rude in another.
So polite language helps avoid misunderstandings. Let's talk now about something that almost everyone forgets when writing emails.
Yeah, what's that?
Proofreading. Many people write an email quickly and press send immediately.
Yes, and that's usually when mistakes happen.
Exactly. A good habit is to leave the mail in your drafts folder for a few minutes, then open it again and read it carefully.
Oh, it's amazing how many mistakes you notice when you look at it again.
Spelling errors, missing words, or sentences that sound too direct.
So remember, before sending a professional email, it's a good idea to ask yourself a few simple questions.
Like, for example, first question. Did I type the recipient's email address correctly?
Yeah, you don't want to send confidential information to the wrong person.
Second, did I include a clear subject line? Example could be meeting confirmation Tuesday, updated report for Project Alpha.
Excellent. So next question. Did I include all the correct recipients? For example, to CC with copy, or maybe just a hidden copy with a BCC. You should always double check who is receiving the email.
Another important one. Did I include a proper greeting? For example, dear Mr. Johnson, dear team, hello Maria.
And then check the body of the email. Is the message clear? Is the request understandable?
And very importantly, is the tone appropriate? Remember, emails can sound more direct than you expect.
Yeah, sometimes adding one word like please or could you, wow, that makes a big difference.
Another question, did I close the email properly? Examples include kind regards, best regards, thank you.
That's right. And another classic mistake, you say to attach a document, but you forgot to attach it. Well, that happened many times to me.
Yes, so always check. Did I attach the document or file I mentioned?
So let us talk now about security warnings. They're also another important issue, email security.
Yeah, cybersecurity is a real concern in professional communication.
So be careful with unexpected attachments. If you receive an attachment from someone you don't know, don't open it immediately.
Especially files that ask you to download something or enter passwords.
And another warning is phishing emails. These are emails that pretend to come from a bank, a company, or even a colleague.
They often ask for sensitive information like passwords, bank details, personal data.
And always check the sender's email address carefully. Sometimes hackers create addresses that look almost identical to real ones.
So final advice. Before hitting send, take one last moment.
Rest the email again.
Check the tone.
Check the attachments.
Check the recipients.
And if everything looks good,
then you can finally press send.
Fantastic. So, Aileen, I think this was a great explanation on how to do professional emails. So let us go back to the question, right?
Yes. The question was, well, yes, the sentence was, te escribo para confirmar la reunión de mañana. In English is, I'm writing to confirm tomorrow's meeting.
All right. Fantastic. That sounds very natural, right? So another option could be, I would like to confirm our meeting tomorrow. So both sounds professional and clear. So let us see. Now we want to ask you, what is the hardest part of writing emails in English for you?
Is it choosing the right tone?
It's writing politely.
Or knowing how formal you should be. Write your answers in English in the comments.
Fantastic. So yeah, sometimes it's a little bit challenging, right? Just to write emails in English, it's not always easy. So let us review what we have learned, Aileen.
Yes. Today we looked at how to write clear and professional emails in English.
So from greetings and requests to customer communication.
If you want to improve your professional English, visit trainlearn.com.
That's right. And remember, there in www.trainlearn.com, you'll find a lot of information. Also, you'll find how to start classes with us. You have campus online. You also have group classes and everything just from 39 euros. So please, just if you want to improve your English, even your business English, just count on us. So see you now next episode.
Next time, we'll talk about how to give effective presentations in English. Don't miss it.
Yeah, no, we won't miss this one. Bye for now. Bye-bye.